In his first inaugural address in 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt told a frightened nation, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Our primary task is to put people to work." And to that end, more legislation was passed within the next 99 days than in any previous Congress. Saint or demon, radical or humanitarian, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was not the type of man to arouse any half-hearted feelings. People either revered or hated him. But his New Deal had obviously made more friends than enemies. For in 1936, he was re-elected with a plurality of 10 million votes. Now, less than two decades after the world had been made safe for democracy, the nightmare of another world conflict loomed in Europe. And Franklin Roosevelt worked tirelessly to build up solidarity among the countries of the Western Hemisphere. Breaking with tradition in 1940, he ran and was elected for a third term. And on December 7th, 1941, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor plunged us into war. Not only the United States, but the whole free world was locked in a violent death struggle. And elected for a fourth term, FDR was determined that this time we should not win the war and lose the peace. He traveled far and wide to bring the free nations of the world into an alliance. The United Nations was born, but he did not live to attend its first session. On April 12, 1945, Franklin Delano Roosevelt died. And with the war not yet won, Harry S. Truman became our 33rd president. Pledging himself to maintain Roosevelt's policies, he saw us through the war, and with a spunk and fiery spirit that no one had guessed he possessed, Truman faced the problems of a post-war atomic world. And in 1948, against all predictions, was elected to a second term.
Go get 'em, Harry, you'll show 'em all. You might mess with your back against the wall. Go get 'em, Harry,
fight for the right. And we'll back you, Harry, with all the nation's might.
And soon all the nation's might backed up the president's decision to fight against aggression in Korea. Harry S. Truman had taken on a gigantic responsibility, but Franklin D. Roosevelt had bequeathed to him and to all of us an unconquerable weapon, the reaffirmation of faith in our four freedoms, freedom of speech and of worship, from want and from fear.